Day two of the Prime Minister's tour of the bushfire disaster zone has taken him to Victoria. Scott Morrison has announced more military support, further payments to victims, and a likely cancellation of his upcoming trip to India. Meanwhile, questions over some uncomfortable interactions yesterday on the south coast of New South Wales, including one with a young mother in the middle of the disaster zone, are continuing to follow him. Here's political reporter Tom Eagledon.
A plastic Woolies bag in hand, the Prime Minister arrived this morning at the Town Hall in the village of Lucknow in East Gippsland, where the Town Hall is filled with piles of second-hand clothes. As many have done over recent days, Scott Morrison brought a donation for those who've lost everything other than the clothes on their back.
We've got three halls full of this stuff.
Sorry.
Yeah, three halls.
Oh, I'll add a bit more. Where do we...
I'll give that to my mum.
Locals welcomed the gesture from a Prime Minister whose leadership during the emergencies come under question.
Here we go.
Thank you very much.
It's going to come, I think, quite handy over the next few days.
At Cobargo in New South Wales yesterday, a group of angry locals chased him away, yelling insults as he was ushered from the scene.
People are frustrated. People have suffered great loss. They're feeling very raw.
Before the small mob turned on him, Scott Morrison approached young mum Zoe Salucci McDermott, who refused to shake his outstretched hand. He then grabbed at her arm in an apparent attempt to initiate a handshake, then walked away. Today, ABC local radio's Paul Culliver asked him about what happened.
Do you now think that you did the wrong thing by touching people that clearly did not want physical connection with you?
I was just offering support. I'm always happy to offer support.
Okay, but do you now see that there was perhaps a breach of personal space there?
No, I don't believe so. I was just seeking to provide some comfort and support.
The issue also dominated his press conference in Lucknow today.
With all due respect, it didn't seem like you were supporting them. When a woman expressed her concerns, there was a bit of an awkward moment, you walked away. Is that really offering support?
No, well, I stood there with the same lady that you're referring to, and we talked about what she was asking for, which was a greater support for the firefighting effort.
But Zoe Salucci McDermott has a different take on their encounter. She spoke with Channel 10.
I would have happily sat down and had a cup of tea with him if he just had have asked, am I okay? What can we do to fix this situation? And I told him out front what this situation is here. It's a war zone. And he walked away as I asked for help. And that kind of broke my heart, because we are desperate, and the people we look to when we're desperate is our leaders.
Do you take those expressions of anger and frustration as a commentary on the way that you're doing your job? Do you interpret them as such?
It's not about me. This is about what's happening.
Well, you're the Prime Minister, so it is about how you handle a national crisis.
Yes, and that means ensuring that we get the support on the ground where it is needed, understanding where those needs are.
And on that, the Prime Minister says progress is being made. More emergency payments have been made available today, and the military has been ordered to help open roads out of the evacuation zones and continue to fly in humanitarian supplies, assess fire damage, and help refuelling operations for firefighters.
People getting to places of safety right now is incredibly important. Because in about 24 hours from now, or even less, the situation will be far more dangerous.
And Monday's planned meeting of the National Security Council has been brought forward. Scott Morrison's upcoming trip to India for later this month, among the issues on the agenda.
The National Security Committee has got a hook-up actually in the morning on this. I'm inclined not to proceed with that visit.
The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, ending that report from Tom Eagledon.